Finding hope in grief. Find comfort and hope in God. Grief is a heavy and overwhelming journey. When you lose someone you love, it can feel like the world has stopped, leaving you alone in a profound sadness. In these moments of deep pain, it can be incredibly difficult to see a way forward. But even in the midst of sorrow, there is hope. For those who find their strength in faith, navigating grief with God can provide a source of comfort, peace, and ultimately, a renewed sense of purpose. Here's how to navigate loss and find comfort and hope in God. Acknowledge your pain and lean on God. The first step in any healing process is to acknowledge the pain you're feeling. There is no shame in being brokenhearted. The Bible is full of examples of people who grieved deeply. King David lamented the loss of his son, and Jesus himself wept at the tomb of Lazarus. God doesn't expect you to be strong on your own. He wants you to bring your tears, anger, and sadness to him. Be honest in your prayers. Don't feel like you have to use perfect words or hide your true emotions. God already knows your heart, and pouring it out to him is the first step toward finding relief. Tell him how much you miss your loved one, how angry you are about the loss, or how confused you feel. This is a time to lean on God, not to pull away from him. Find comfort in Scripture. When your mind is racing with sorrow, the words of the Bible can be a powerful anchor. Scripture can remind you of God's unchanging nature and his promises, even when everything else feels uncertain. Focus on passages that offer comfort and hope. For example, Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This verse is a powerful reminder that you are not alone in your pain. John 14:1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Here, Jesus offers a direct command to release your worry and trust in him. Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." While it can be hard to see the good in a time of loss, this promise reminds us that God is always working, even when we can't see the full picture. Reading these verses can be an act of worship and a way to invite God's peace into your heart when you feel like you have none. Connect with your community. Grief can be isolating, making you feel like no one understands what you're going through. While it's important to spend time with God in quiet reflection, it's also crucial to connect with a supportive community of believers. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or a leader from your church. Let them know what you're going through. Your community can pray with you, share meals, and simply be present with you in your sorrow. They are the hands and feet of Christ, offering tangible comfort and a reminder that you are loved and not alone. Look for signs of God's presence. In the fog of grief, it can be easy to miss the small ways that God is working in your life. While you may not receive a clear answer to why, you can often see glimpses of his grace. Start a gratitude journal. It may sound counterintuitive, but writing down even the smallest blessings, a beautiful sunset, a kind word from a stranger, or a memory that made you smile, can help shift your focus from what you've lost to the good that still exists. This isn't about ignoring your pain, but about training your heart to see God's presence in the midst of it. God's love is a constant thread woven through your life, even in the darkest times. By intentionally looking for these signs, you can begin to restore your hope and remember that God is with you on your journey. Grief is a long and winding road, and there is no timeline for healing. Be patient and gentle with yourself. Remember that your faith is not a way to avoid pain, but a way to walk through it with God by your side. In him you can find not only comfort, but a renewed hope that endures far beyond your sorrow.